Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Tomorrow is my birthday, bringing to a close the 10-day festival of Quinns between my wife's birthday and mine. It's been an exciting year. Normally, we go out for restaurants and whatnot. This year, I just sprung a different hat on her every day and annoyed her slightly further every time I did it. Also, the Seattle NHL hockey team has been named the Seattle Kraken. Why am I mentioning this here? Well, it turns out that Andy Jassy, CEO of AWS, is also a part owner of the team. ESPN had a whole article on how he was heavily involved with the naming, the process they went through, the care, the dedication, the time. Basically, the exact opposite of how I imagine AWS services get named. Now, hopefully, they're going to take a page from Amazon Timestream's playbook and fail to release the Kraken, too. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Trend Micro Cloud One. It's a security services platform for organizations building in the cloud. It's also a flexible, automated, all-in-one solution to protect workflows and containers with cloud-native security. But to you, it's more time to focus on what you do best, building great applications. To learn more, visit snark.cloud/trendmicro. And my thanks to them for their support of this ridiculous podcast. Now, what happened last week in AWS besides some naming things? Amazon Connect supports speaking styles with neural text-to-speech voices. These things can apparently adjust how they respond based upon how they think the conversation is going. This is awesome, because if there's one thing I know about understanding when customers are upset and reacting to that to a computer, it's that AWS is leading it. Amazon LightSail now offers CDN distributions to accelerate content delivery. We turned an AWS service with an obnoxious number of dials and knobs into something a human who didn't build the thing can understand, and then we've given it a pricing model that you can understand is sort of LightSail's entire jam. It's a glimpse of a world that we didn't get to have. Instead, we have the AWS billing system, except for LightSail. Amazon SQS now supports new console experience. SQS was the first AWS service. I'm not kidding on that. The original console was Sanskrit on a stone tablet. The AWS Serverless Application Model, or SAM, CLI, is now generally available for production use, but it still recommends that I install it on Linux via Homebrew, and it still rebuilds everything on every deploy because it's convinced that the Lambda layer changed somehow, and it still melts hilariously when I try to run it on an ARM64 architecture, like, I don't know, Graviton 2? Yep, that's an AWS production-ready release, all right. Remember, just because AWS says something is ready for production doesn't mean it's ready for you to use it in your production environment. AWS Asia Pacific Seoul region has added a fourth availability zone, so if your scripts all broke when the new AZ showed up, it's time to write better scripts. AWS Code Build now supports accessing build environments with AWS Session Manager. It's right, you can now log into your Docker container that Code Build runs to troubleshoot things. I maintain that CodeBuild is the best serverless service for running single containers on a schedule that AWS offers. It is easy to set up, it just works, and the resources you can throw at these things are monstrous. AWS Managed Services now offers context-based proactive incident notification service. That's right, proactive incident notification from the company that fails to update its own status page during outages leave me somewhat skeptical. Stop.lying.cloud is what I'm talking about here. Contact Lens for Amazon Connect is now generally available. Contact Lens is a rarity because, first, it has an awesome name but is an AWS product, and it's now generally available. Introducing AWS Content Analysis. This is a neat solution that tells you what content is involved in whatever you throw it. The worst part about this solution, which is legitimately nifty, is that it talks about how it's powered by machine learning. That's what it spends most of its time on, and that turns off the very people who care about this kind of solution. They want to know what's in their content, not drink deeply from the fountain of AI marketing hype. Talk more about the problem it solves and less about how exactly you solve it, please. Introducing Migration Evaluator. Fast track your business case for AWS. This was TSO Logic, but you can tell that it's now been fully integrated into AWS because they've gone ahead and given it a completely forgettable worse name. This episode is also sponsored by our friends at Chaos Search, the fully managed log analytics platform that uses your S3 buckets to store its data with no further data movement. Look, I'm going to be direct with you here. I've been a big fan of what they do for a long time because let's not kid ourselves. One, managing Elasticsearch is a pain that you don't have to do that with this tool, but it winds up functionally replacing your Elk stack with something that is manageable. The raw costs after their licensing is roughly 80%, but that doesn't calculate in the engineering hours you have to spend into worrying about Elasticsearch. Whether you're dealing with gigabytes a day or petabytes a day, it's worth taking a look to see whether Chaos Search can help you out. Give them a try today. Talk to them at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. New Amazon Elastic File System console simplifies file system creation and management. That's right, an updated console awaits you as you roll NFS out to your fleet as if it were still somehow 1998. Now gain longer access to your AWS resources when switching roles in the AWS Management Console. We can now forestall the arrival of the timeout daemon a bit longer when using the AWS console. Coincidentally, the timeout daemon is what I call my toddler in her more difficult moments. Field Notes, building a disaster recovery site on AWS for your Azure workload. You know, when you're giving an AWS talk at an event or you're one of their partners and doing some marketing, the guidelines are historically very clear that you're not allowed to mention their competitors by name. Somehow, this blog post mentions both GCP and Azure by name. Now, the better move, of course, is to start with a DR strategy that has your DR site in another region of your chosen cloud provider. Solve the DR problem with service equivalence first, then worry about introducing a completely different set of cloud provider service failure modes. Introducing the Cloud Development Kit for Terraform. Now, first, CloudFormation ruined infrastructure, and Terraform fixed that. Ages came and went, and now AWS is attempting to ruin Terraform. Securing and accessing secrets from Lambda at Edge using AWS Secrets Manager. There are some Lambda at Edge secrets that this won't help with. Specifically, which region did that run in so I can look at the CloudWatch logs immediately rather than checking all 20 of them? Guess and check, you yutz, is still the answer. The global digital skills landscape. Acquiring cloud skills is critical to workforce development. Yes, it's extremely important for your workforce to acquire cloud skills, says the company who sells you cloud services. And lastly, Deluxe enables same-day global theatrical delivery using AWS Snowcone. That's right, I selected the same-day delivery Deluxe option, and sure enough, it showed up at my doorstep, and there was a whole musical number as they handed it off. It was glorious. They are getting rave reviews, and I hear they're even up for a Tony. And that's what happened last week in AWS. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. Whereas if you've hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts and make sure that you don't release the Kraken while doing it.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.